弟兄姐妹，大家平安。
Peace to you all, brothers and sisters.
今天是主的安息圣日，我们聚集在教会来敬拜神，愿主耶稣祝福我们。
And today is God's holy Sabbath day, and we all gather together to worship Him. May God bless you all.
小弟现在奉主耶稣圣名，跟大家一起来查考永居神的帐幕里。
And in the name of Lord Jesus Christ, I share with you the topic of abide in God's tabernacle forever.
我们来看一节圣经，我们请来看诗篇六十一篇。
Let's turn to a Bible first. Let's turn to the book of Psalm 61.
诗篇六十一篇。
Psalm 61.
我们请读第四节。
We read verse 4.
第四节说，我要永远住在你的帐幕里，我要投靠在你翅膀下的隐秘处。
First of all, I will abide in your tabernacle forever. I will trust in the shelter of your wings.
这是大卫的诗。
This is the Psalm of David.
大卫他当时候是做王的。
And at the time, David was reigning as king.
他本来跟神很亲近的。
And he was very close to God.
那可是后来有一些原因他不得不他离开了神的会幕。
But later on, for some reasons, he cannot help but depart from God's tabernacle.
他当时候应该是在很痛苦的时候。
And at that time, he must have been in deep sorrow.
所以第一节他说：“求神啊，求你听我的呼求，侧耳听我的祷告。”
Therefore, first one, he said, "Hear my cry, O God, attend to my prayer."
第二节说：“我心里发昏的时候，我要从地极求告你。”
And verse 2 say, from the end of the earth, I will cry to you when my heart is overwhelmed.
求你领我到那比我更高的磐石。
Lead me to the rock that is higher than I.
因为你做过我的避难所，做过我的坚固台，脱离仇敌。
Verse 3, for you have been a shelter for me, a strong tower from the enemy.
然后接下去他就有一个心愿，他说：“我要住在永远住在你的帐幕里。”
And in continuation, he has a wish. He said, "I will abide in your tabernacle forever."
所以这个作者他当时候其实是正在极难当中，很困苦的。
And so we can see that this author at the time is in great suffering.
他当时候其实看起来应该是在逃亡当中。
And he seems to be on a flee.
因为如果按照六十一篇的背景呢，很有可能是他的儿子亚沙龙要追杀他的时候。
And according the setting for Psalm 61 is very likely during the time when his son Absalom was trying to kill him.
那时候他真的是面临到他人生另外一次危机了。
And so this is another crisis in his life.
他曾经经历过神的拯救。
He experienced God's deliverance once.
也就是说，在他年轻的时代，他逃避扫罗王追杀的时候，他都是靠着神度过的。
When he was younger, King Saul was trying to kill him, and so he escaped by the help of God.
所以他第三节跟神说：“你做过我的避难所。”
Therefore, verse 3, he mentioned, "You have been a shelter for me."
你做过我的坚固台，脱离仇敌。
You have been a strong tower from the enemy.
也就是说，他靠着神，他那些困难都经过，他还可以存活。
Therefore, because of God, by relying on God, he was able to overcame all his difficulties.
他再一次的祈求能够回到神那里去。
And so he once again cried out to God so that he can return to God.
所以要领我到那比我更高的磐石。
He said, "Lead me to the rock that is higher than I."
那这个磐石就是他可以躲避仇敌，他可以得安全的地方。
So this rock is a place where he can hide from his enemy and where he can feel when he can be safe.
那这个地方，你看接下去第四节，他就提到是神的帐幕。
And this place he mentioned in verse 4 is God's tabernacle.
所以他心愿就是他要能够永远住在神的帐幕里，不要离开。
So his wish is to abide in God's tabernacle forever and never leave.
那在这个帐幕呢，他又说，就像有一个很有力的翅膀可以覆庇他。 让他可以得安全。
And in this shelter, he said there were wings that shelter him so he could feel safe.
所以他投靠在这个翅膀隐秘处，他就不用惧怕。
And so if he abides in this deep cover of these wings, then he will never need to feel fear again.
在这里他可以享受神的慈爱，能够见到神的面。
Here he can enjoy God's mercy and see God face to face.
所以我们这个地方看到这个神的帐幕就是我们人的更高的磐石。
And so we can see from here that this tabernacle is the rock that is higher than us.
那这个帐幕也要成为遮蔽我们护庇我们的翅膀。
And so this tabernacle is also the wings that will shelter us.
如果我们能够投靠它，投靠在这个翅膀底下，我们真的就有平安有喜乐。
And if we can trust in him and we can be under the shelter of the wings, that we can feel joy and peace.
你看我们如果看圣经里面一些古圣徒的一生，
if we look at the ancient saints and their life,
他们的生命之所以会成为我们后世的人效法的榜样，是因为他们从头到尾都是非常的一致的。
And their life can be an example for us in the following generations. The reason is because in their life they are very one-minded.
也就是说，他们没有改变。
That is to say that they never change.
他们的信仰没有改变的。
Their faith never changed.
从最初到结束，他们都维持一样的信心。
From beginning to the end, they maintain the same faith.
大卫的一生我们弟兄姐妹都很熟悉的。
We're all very familiar with the life of David.
他从小当牧羊童。
And in his young age, he was a shepherd.
他从小他就懂得靠神照顾羊群的时候，他就不怕野兽来攻击来扰乱。
He knew to rely on God ever since he was young. As a shepherd, he was not afraid of the wolf or other beasts that comes to disturb.
甚至他都有那个力量去面对这些熊、野兽来要来吞吃这个羊的时候，他都可以去跟他对抗。
And he even have the strength to fight off all the beasts that comes to and try to hurt the sheep.
一直到他比较青年的时候。
And all the way until he was a young adult.
我们就看到他怎么样靠着神勇敢地去面对巨人哥利亚，他把这个哥利亚打败。
We can see how by relying on God, he faced Goliath and he was able to defeat him.
然后一路他蒙神的带领，他经历了很多的艰难困苦。
And but with the guidance of God, he went through a lot of sufferings as well as obstacles.
一直到他真的能够当上王，坐上王位。
Until he became king.
然后一直到他这个做王的期间。
And in the time of his reign.
你看他是怎么样心里面一直想到神的事情。
We can see how he put God in his heart.
他就想到说他自己住在王宫里面。
And he think to himself that he lived in this palace.
可是他想到说，神的这个约柜竟然是住在帐篷里。
But the ark of God was still in the tent.
所以当时候他就起了一个心愿，要为神的这个约柜盖一个圣殿。
So at that time he had a thought to make or to build a temple for the ark of covenant.
可是神不允许他这样做。
But God did not allow him to do that.
因为神觉得他不适合扮演这种角色。
Because God did not think he's the right person for that role.
那大卫他也没有灰心。
And but David was not disheartened.
就尽他所能的为建造圣殿这个事情来准备材料。
And he did all he could to prepare the materials to build the temple.
一直到他生命即将结束的时候。
All the way until close to the end of his life.
他心里面仍然是一直挂念着，这个神的殿能不能建起来。
He still are very concerned whether or not they were able to build the temple for God.
所以他的一生其实最后真的是一直都住在神的家里面的。
And so you can see that in his whole life, he always lived in the house of God.
大卫他在要死以前呢。
And before he passed away,
他 这样子跟他的儿子所罗门啊特别的啊说明交代。
And he told this to his son Solomon.
我们看一下历代志上。
Let's turn to First Chronicles.
历代志上。
First Chronicles.
第二十八章。
First Chronicle chapter 28.
二十节。
First 20.
历代志上二十八章的二十节。
First Chronicles chapter 28, verse 20.
大卫又对他儿子所罗门说：“你当刚强壮胆去行，不要惧怕，也不要惊惶，因为主神就是我的神，与你同在。他必不撇下你，也不丢弃你，直到主殿的工作都完毕了。”
Verse 20. And David said to his son Solomon, "Be strong and of good courage, and do it. Do not fear nor be dismayed, for the Lord God, my God, will be with you.He will not leave you nor forsake you until you have finished all the work for the service of the house of the Lord.
现在这个是当时候大卫他对他的儿子的要死以前他的遗言他交代。
And so this is the words of David, right before he passed away, and he said this to his son Solomon.
他把这个建造圣殿的工作呢交给他儿子来完成。
So he passed on this task to build the temple to his son.
他说要刚强壮胆去把这个建殿的工作完成。
He said to Solomon, be strong and of good courage and accomplish the task.
然后大卫他就死了。
And then David passed away.
到最后第二十九章啊。
And in chapter 29.
第二十八节。
Verse 28.
第二十九章二十八节，他年纪老迈，日子满足，享受丰富尊荣，就死了。他儿子所罗门就接续他做王了。
So he died in a good old age, full of days and riches and honor, and Solomon his son reigned in his place.
所以大卫他的一生七十岁。
And so David lived to be 70 years old.
他从年轻到年老。
From young to old.
他的生命就一直是跟神的帐幕跟神的殿联系在一起的。
His life is always connected to God's tabernacles and to God.
那他在患难的时候
，and in time of his difficulties，
他特别期待说他能够到神面前去祷告。
He especially wished that he could come in front of God to pray。
他能够有机会跟神亲近。
That he has the opportunity to draw closer to God。
所以他发现他的力量、他的安慰都是跟神的殿有关系。
And so he realized that his comfort and strength is related to God.
能够在神的殿，他就不用害怕了。
When he is able to be in the house of God, then he will feel no fear.
那他的一生他没有遗憾了。
And he has no regrets in his life.
大卫，我们都知道他是在犹太人的心目中他们最尊重的王。
And we know that David was a very respected king in the heart of the Jews.
他们也觉得能够成为大卫的后的子孙是非常荣耀的。
And they also feel very honored to be the descendants of David.
大卫的国度是他们一直期待能够重新复兴起来的。
And David's kingdom was the one they always wished they could revive.
但其实大卫他最精华的他的生命，其实就是他对神的心。
But the most glorious time of David's life is his heart towards God.
他现在在诗篇里面留下这样一个他的愿望。
And in Psalm, he leave his one wish.
他说：“我要永远住在你的帐幕里。”
He said, "I will abide in your tabernacle forever."
那这个帐幕其实就是神的国、神的家、神的国度。
This tabernacle is also God's house or God's kingdom.
他这个帐幕就是等于是神的磐石。
This tabernacle is the rock of God.
他要能够一直投靠在神那里。
He wants to be able to rely on God forever.
你看我们今天在走这条人生的道路。
And today when we are passing on our journey of life.
我们人的一生其实不长的，几十年而已。
Our life is really not that long, only a few decades.
人生一个阶段一个阶段一直在往前进。
And we will pass our life stages by stages and we move forward.
从小孩子不懂事。
From being a child where we do not know much.
到儿童开始学习这个人间的各种事物。
To when we become a young child and we start to learn many things.
到了青年我们接受知识的教导。
In time of our youth, we learn all this knowledge and
装备我们自己能够将来在这个社会可以存活。
And we are preparing ourselves so we can survive in the world.
那所以 在这个人生的阶段里面，哎，我们总是有一个憧憬。
So in our life journey, we will have a
有一个 goal 啦。
We'll always have a goal.
能够在这个社会能够跟人家可以竞争。
So that we are able to compete with the people in the world.
啊，所以我们准备，那我们学习。
So we prepare and we learn.
然后等到学习一段时间之后，结束之后，接下去就是结婚。成立自己的家庭。
After a few times have passed, then we'll get married and we build our own family.
然后接下去就为这个家庭再努力再打拼。
Then we work hard for this family.
那同时我们自己也年纪面面渐渐老去。
And at the same time, our age is getting older.
然后当老的时候，哎，再回过头去看。
And when we are old and we look back at our life.
啊，如果我们有做成了什么事情，我们就觉得说好像不虚此生。
If we accomplish something, we feel that our life is not wasted.
也就是说，当我们的目标、我们的愿望、梦想可以实现的时候，我们就觉得说，哎，人生过得好像还不错。
If we are able to accomplish our dreams, then we feel that we have lived a pretty good life.
但是到等到我们要人生要结束的时候。
But at the end of our life,
其实我们发现说，哎，我们有很多觉得很重要的，到最后不重要了。
We'll find out that a lot of things that we deem important is not really that important.
那个时候，什么东西是会，什么事情会让我们是最在意的呢
？And at that time, what is the things that we were concerned the most?
其实今天我们如果我们有主可以靠，我们是信神的人。
And to us who believe in God,
我们最后一定会发现。如果我们能够把这位神稳稳地抓住
，At the end we'll find out if we are able to hold on tight to God.
我们对神的信心一直都没有变，都没有改变。
And that our faith will never change towards God.
而且我们对神是越来越亲近。
And we are actually drawing closer and closer to Him.
那个时候，我们在回顾我们的一生的时候
，And at the time when we look back at our life,
我们就不会有遗憾的。
Then we shall have no regret.
因为这位神是我们的磐石。
Because this God is our rock.
他是我们的力量。
He is our strength.
我们在他里面，我们是有盼望的。
And in Him we have hope.
所以，因为我们人的一生，其实最关键的就是我们能够持守住这个信心。
And so the key point in our life is whether or not we can keep our faith.
不但我们最起初的信心没有失落。
And not only that we do not lose the first faith.
而是经过了人生的这一个过程之后，我们对神更加认识。
But then after we live our life, we have gained a deeper understanding of God.
然后我们会很向往的回到神那里去。
And we will long to return to God.
能够真的在神的国度里面面对面见到神。
And we can really see God face to face in His kingdom.
那个时候才是真正的满足。
And that time, it will be a real satisfaction.
你看，当时候大卫他其实他就一直有这样一个期待。
So we see that David always have this longing.
如果我们看诗篇的第十七篇
，We look at Psalm 7.
诗篇的第十七篇
，Psalm 17.
十七篇
，Psalm 17.
他把他自己跟这个世人做个比较。
He compared himself to the people.
他是有神的人。
He's one that has God.
但是世人大部分是不认识神的。
But most of the people do not know God.
他在观察人在人间里面的这些种种的事情。
So he observed the many things in life.
第十四节。
Verse 14.
十七章的十七篇的十四节说：“主啊，求你用手救我脱离世人，脱离那只在今生有福分的世人。”
With your hand from man, O Lord, from man of the world who have their portion in this life.
你把你的财宝充满他们的肚腹，他们因有儿女就心满意足，将其余的财物留给他们的婴孩。
From and whose belly you fill with your hidden treasure, they are satisfied with children and leave the rest of their possession for their babes.
这个是世人一般在追求的。
And these is the thing that most people are seeking after.
今天多少人也是在追求福分呢
？How many people are actually seeking for blessing in this life?
这个福分，有的人也不见得是都是 跟财务有关系的。
And this is not necessarily means they are looking for, seeking for a wealth.
但是不管怎么样，都是在这个世界上的。
But regardless, they are all things of the world.
所以只是在今生有福分而已。
Therefore, they only have their portion in this life.
真的，我们今天眼睛所看到的，都是在今生我们来活着的时候可以用到。
And indeed, whatever we can see with our eyes, we can only use it in this world.
可是当我们的生命结束以后，
But when our life ends,
这些世界上所有的物质东西都跟我们没有关系的。
All these material things of the world has nothing to do with us
anymore. 不管我们拥有多少，都要放下来。
No matter what, how much we own, we will have to let it go.
所以我们以为我们所拥有的，到最后其实是空的。
And at the end, what we own is nothing.
如果我们的福分只在今生里面。是在这个物质上。
If our portion or our blessings is only in this life,
最后一定后悔的。
Then we will regret.
会觉得说人生不够完美。
We'll think that our life is not perfect enough.
那可是我们生养儿女，最后都有一个愿望，说，哎，我们是不是应该留给儿女什么东西
？And if we raise children, then we always want to leave something for them.
哦，今天有很多父母亲打拼一辈子，就是为要留一些财物给儿女，让他们以后的日子过得好一点。
Today, a lot of parents are busy working so that they can leave something for their children and so that their children can have a better life.
你看，所以他说，他们因为有儿女就心满意足了哈。
And here it says they are satisfied with children.
然后就把财物就留给他们的孩子了。
They leave the rest of their possessions to them.
所以觉得说，这个就是父母亲能够做的，也就是尽了做父母 的责任了。
And so this is This is the extent to which the parents can do, and they have fulfilled their duty.
但是要记住，这个就是世界上的人。
But we must remember that this is for the people of the world.
但大卫他认为他不是世界上的人。
But David does not think that he is the same with the people of the world.
他是属神的。
He belongs to God.
第十八节，第十五节。
Verse 15.
他说：“至于我，我必在意中见你的面。我醒了的时候，得见你的形象，就心满意足了。”
15. As for me, I will see your face in righteousness. I shall be satisfied when I awake in your likeness.
他现在说他要在义中见神的面。
Here David said that he will see God's face in righteousness.
也就是说，他是要要求他自己能够行在神的义里面。
And therefore he expect himself to walk in God's righteousness.
因为他知道罪会成为神跟人之间的阻隔。
Because he knew that sin will be the thing that separate man from God.
在罪里面他是不可能看到神的。
And in sin he will never be able to see God.
所以他说他要在义里面见神的面。
Therefore he said here, I will see your face in righteousness.
我醒了的时候得见你的形象就心满意足。
I shall be satisfied when I awake in your likeness.
其实他当时候也已经期待他能够复活。
And so he also looked forward to resurrection.
他复活以后能够看到神的形象，他就真正心满意足了。
When he is awake and he can see himself in God's likeness, then he shall be satisfied.
所以他发现，我们人的生命不是只有在今生而已。
So he realized that man's life is not just in the present.
在这个物质的生命之后，还有一个灵性的生命。
After this materialistic life, there's also a spiritual life.
他希望在能够在这个将来的灵性的生命里面，能够看到神面对面。
And he wished that in this spiritual life, he would be able to see God face to face.
但是看到神的形象，他会心满意足。
And then he will be satisfied when he awake in the likeness of God.
我们知道神哈，他是完美的。
We know God is perfect.
神，我们是用肉眼看不见的。
And we cannot see God with our physical eyes.
我们今天在这个世界上活着。
Today, when we live in this world,
我们有时候说用信心的眼睛可以看到神。
Sometimes we say that we can see God with our spiritual eyes.
其实我们是感受到神与我们同在这样的一个，觉得说神。我们觉得很幸福，因为神他在带领我们，在帮助我们。
We feel blessed if we can feel God close to us because we feel that He is guiding us.
但至少我们现在在座的每一个人，没有真的用肉眼睛看到神他的形象。
But at least I believe none of us here actually see God with our physical eyes.
所以我们在这个世界里面，我们没有办法真的用肉眼看到神到底是怎么一个完美啊。
So in this life, we are not able to see how perfect God is with our physical eyes.
因为神本来就是个灵。
Because God is spirit.
但是在将来，当我们从死里复活的醒了的时候
，But later when we are raised from the dead，
在属灵的生命里面，我们就可以看到神了。
In our spiritual life, we shall see God.
在那个时候，就不再有物质的东西了。
And in at that time, there is nothing materialistic that will.
我们才能够看到神真正 的形象是什么。
Then we can see the true image of God.
是何等的圣洁。
And we can see how holy He is.
是何等的慈爱。
And how merciful.
又是何等的公义。
And how righteous He is.
就是我们所期待的所有的美都在神的身上。
And all the beauty that we expect to see, we can see it in.God.
我们今天每个人都有我们的嗜好，我们想要看什么美的东西。
And today we have, we all have our own preference, what we deem as beautiful.
在这个世界上的东西，我们眼看不足。
And these, we cannot have enough of these things of the world.
也就是说，今天在这个世界里面，不管在怎么让我们很惊奇的事，我们看完之后，我们都不会觉得真正满足了。
And that is to say that regardless of what we see in this world, but after we've seen it, it will not give us satisfaction.
因为看了之后就觉得没有什么，没有什么。
After we've seen it, we think that it really is nothing much.
我们很期待说，哦，哪一个观光的地点很出名，很美啊，很壮观啊。
Sometimes we heard that certain place or certain locations is very beautiful and very grand.
你真的去那边看了。
But when you actually visited the place,
你就发现说也没有怎样啊，就差不多啊。
And you feel that there's really nothing much to it.
你知道有人说长得很美，很英俊潇洒。
Some people will
描述的像这样子，全世界只有这么一个人而已，这样。
Some people might describe someone as being the only one in the world who is very handsome and good looking.
你看以前，中国人他们在描述说这个美，那个美人多美啊。
And if we look at in Chinese when they describe a beautiful woman,
他说这个美人是会沉鱼落雁的，那个天空的鸟看到她就会忘记飞，然后就掉下来。
Even the bird in the sky, when they saw this woman, they forget to flap their wings and they fall to the ground.
这个美人如果在水里面照镜子，他说鱼看到鱼就会沉下去，他会忘记说他在水里面啊，他就沉鱼啊，鱼就沉到。这个水底里面去了。
If she look into the a lake or a river, even the fish in it will drown.
但是啊，鱼是不会抓，鱼是不会的。不过鱼就是他觉得，就你知道描述说那个美到那个鱼都惊呆了这样子。
So she is described as being so beautiful that even the fish will be stunned by her beauty.
可是当我们真的看到所谓的美人之后，你会觉得，哎，也没有怎样特别，是这样子而已啊。
But if you actually saw the woman, you probably feel it's nothing. There's nothing much to her.
再怎么样，也是两个眼睛，一个鼻子，一个嘴巴。
No matter how beautiful she is, she has two eyes, a nose, and a mouth.
所以我们发现说，我们人眼睛，我们真的是眼看不足，耳听不饱的。
And so we always feel that we shall never be satisfied by what we see or what we hear.
世界上的东西没有能够真的让我们觉得很满足的。
Things of the world will never be able to satisfy us.
就算有，也都是短暂的。
Even if there is something, it's very temporary.
但是只有神才是真的让我们满足。
Only God will give you true satisfaction.
大卫那时候，他是很期待说，我醒的时候。得见你的形象，我就心满意足。
And so David, here mentions that I shall be satisfied when I am awake in your likeness.
那是真正的满足。
That is the true satisfaction.
这个世界上没有办法比较的。
That is nothing that can be compared to anything in the world.
我们就看到大卫，他一直是持守住这样一个信心。
And so we see that David kept this faith.
所以他在人生的各个阶段里面，他都没有改变的。
So in all stages of his life, he never changed.
他曾经在低潮里面。
He once was in a very low position
in his life. 但是他每次想到神，他就重新得到力量。
But every time he remembered God, he once again regained his strength.
他就朝着这个目标一直在前进的。
And so he moved forward and pressing towards this goal.
所以他的信心一直持守到最后。
And so he was able to keep his faith all the way to the end.
现在看我们周遭的弟兄姐妹。
And so if we look at our brothers and sisters around us,
我们人会变的。
And people can change.
我们周遭的人会变的。
People around us change all the time.
我们的教会跟现在在这里面坐的人跟三十年前是不一样的。
The people who sit in this chapel today are different than the people who sit in this chapel 30 years ago.
教会里面的工人会变的。
And the church workers can also change.
我们自己也在变，每天都在变。
And we ourselves also change every day.
所以我们的环境是一种动的，动态的。
And so our environment is actually very robust.
我们来到教会。
When we come to church,
什么是不会变的？
What is the one thing that will never change?
如果我们知道神不会变。
When we know God never changed,
如果我们的信心没有变。
If our faith does not change,
我们所看到的就是越来越美好。
Then what we see is more and more beautiful.
不管今天我们周围的人是谁。
No matter who the people are around us today,
我们来到神的会，神的家里面。
When we come into the house of God,
我们一直看到神。
We can always see God.
我们在这里看到神的爱。
We can see God's love here.
我们在这里感受到哇，在神的家真好。
And we can feel that it's indeed blessed and joyous to be in the house of God.
有时候我们想一想，我们在我们身边的人。
We think about the people around us.
有些人曾经在教会里面出现过。
Some people have once come to church.
但是不久之后他就走了。
But not long after they left.
他就好像觉得在另外一个地方他可以得到满足。
And they seek satisfaction somewhere else.
或者是我们自己。
Or if you look at ourselves.
我们也许在年轻的时代，哎，我们会对神很渴慕，很追求。
We probably desire after God a lot when we were younger.
但是会不会当我们长大以后。
But after we grow up.
我们就发现说好像还有更有趣的东西。等待我们去追求，去追寻。
Do we feel like there's more interesting things that waiting for us to pursue?
我们甚至慢慢的让我们自己的脚步从神的这个帐幕里面离开了。
Did we gradually walking away from the tabernacles of God?
今天我们在教会里面看到这样一个现象。
And today we see this in church.
有些人年轻的时代，他认真的追求神。
Some people, when they were young, they were very serious in pursuing after God.
但是等到年纪渐长，等到人生进入另外一个阶段以后
，But when they grew up and when they enter into a different life stage,
他的心就渐渐的不是在神的家里了。
And his heart is gradually left the house of God.
所以这个在神的帐幕里面，偶尔看到这样的一个人。
And sometimes we'll see such person in the tabernacle of God.
那大部分的时间是没有看到的。
And most of the time we will not be able to see them.
我们就看到我们的信心有时候会失落。
And so sometimes we see that our faith can be low.
那这个失落信心其实是一个很大的损失。
And if we lost our faith, then that is a big loss for us.
今天我们如果能够把这个神的把神抓住，持守住这样的一个信心呢。
Today, if we can hold on to God and keep the faith,
我们到最后会发现
，and in the end, we'll find
我们人生才是真的是有满足
，that we have true satisfaction in our life,
才是真的很有意义的。
Then our life can truly be meaningful.
因为其实我们人生会发现各种遭遇，有时候我们自己都会觉得说不知道怎么去面对。
But sometimes we experience something in life that we do not know how to face.
我们有时候碰到一个困难，觉得不知道从哪里得帮助，我们很期待有人帮助我们。
When we face certain difficulties, sometimes we do not know where we can get help, and we really long for someone to come and help us.
但其实我们会发现人的帮助是有限的。
But we will find out that man's help is actually very limited.
诗篇六十篇的第十一节说。
Psalm 60 verse 11 said,
求你帮助我们攻击敌人，因为人的帮助是枉然的。
Give us help from trouble, for the help of man is useless.
第十二节说，我们依靠神才得以施展大能。
Verse 12 said, through God we will do valiantly.
也就是说，其实有神才有真正的帮助。
That is to say, only if we have God that we can receive through help.
很多时候我们期待人的帮助，会发现 但是不可靠的。
A lot of time when we hope for help from men, it is not very reliable.
但是当我们愿意来投靠在神的翅膀底下，
But when we are willing to seek shelter under the wings of God,
我们住在神的帐幕里，我们就真正满足。
If we abide in God's tabernacles, then we shall be truly satisfied.
所以我们有一个目标要这样做。
So we must set this goal to.
要让我们的信仰一直持续到最后都没有改变。
So that our faith, we can keep our faith all the way to the end without change.
不管我们周围的人是怎么样改变。
Regardless of how people around us change.
我们这个信心都没有失落。
Then we will not lose our faith.
那要怎么样能住在神的帐幕里？
So how can we abide in God's tabernacle?
这不是一个口号而已啊。
It's not just a lip service.
这也不是只是一个梦想。
It's not just a dream.
而是实际上我们要这样做的。
It's something that we need to take action.
我们先看诗篇第十五篇。
Let's turn to Psalm 15.
诗篇第十五篇。
Psalm 15.
第一节。
First one.
主啊，谁能聚集你的帐幕？谁能住在你的圣山呢
？Lord, who may abide in your tabernacle? Who may dwell in your holy hill?
第二节说，就是行为正直、做事公义、心里说实话的人。
Verse 2, he who walks uprightly and works righteousness and speaks the truth in his heart.
你看，这告诉我们说，要永远居在神的帐幕里，我们的生活、生命是要改变的。
Here, we can see that to be able to abide in God's tabernacles, we must change our life.
因为神是正直的神。
Because God is a righteous God.
神是公义的。
God is upright.
好，神是信实的。
God is true.
他这里特别提到，这个其实也是大卫他自己的诗歌。
And this is also a psalm of David.
我要是一个正直的人。
He said he will walk upright.
就是说他是恨恶罪恶的。
And therefore he hates sin.
因为他知道神的圣洁。
Because he knew God's holiness.
他要做事公义。
He wants to work righteousness.
也就是说，他不能够把错的当作对的。
And he cannot regard what is wrong as right.
他要能够按神的原则来判断事情。
He wants to make decision based on God's principles.
所以公义是以神的标准来判断。
And so this righteousness must be exercised with the standards of God.
他说要是心里说实话的人。
And he said speaks the truth in his heart.
也就是说他是一个诚诚实实的。
That is to say, he will be a very honest person.
不会是说谎话的。
He will not speak lies.
我们心里面是我们心里面所想的，跟我们嘴巴所讲的也会是一样的。
And what we say with our mouth and what we think in our heart are in agreement.
我们的话是就是，不是就不是。
And our yes is yes, our no means no.
这是不容易的。
And this is not very easy.
这真的是要追求。
This is something we must pursue.
今天我们有信仰的人。
Today for us with faith,
我们就有神的原则。
We have God's principles.
神的真理要引导我们的生命。
God's truth shall guide our life.
你看，这些人能够住在神的帐幕里。
And these people are the ones who can abide in God's
tabernacle. 在这里可以亲近神。
And here they can draw closer to God.
能够得到满足。
And they shall be satisfied.
我们人一出生的时候，其实并不是这样子啊。
And we are not born this way.
我们的表现不会是这样子的。
We do not manifest all these qualities.
人一出生的时候，很自然就会说谎话。
And very naturally for men, even from the day we're born, that we speak lies.
有时候做事就很诡诈。
Sometimes we were very scheming.
好，我们看诗篇五十八篇。
Let's turn to Psalm 58.
诗篇五十八篇。
Psalm 58.
第三节。
Verse 3.
恶人一出母胎就与神疏远，一离母腹就走错路，说谎话。
The wicked are estranged from the womb. They go astray as soon as they are born, speaking lies.
这不是说那个出生的婴孩就是恶人。
And this is not to say that all the newborn babies are wicked.
而是当我们人一出生，我们在罪里面出生，我们带着罪的这个罪性。
But rather, when we were born in sin, and we have sinful nature.
在我们在这个罪性里面，很自然的，我们就是会走罪恶的道路。
And in our sinful nature, is very natural for us to walk in the way of sin.
是跟神疏远的。
And we will depart away from God.
是会说谎话的。
And we will speak lies.
可是，当我们愿意 来亲近神的时候
，But when we are willing to draw closer,
我们立这个目标要永远住在神的帐幕里的时候
，When we set a goal to abide in God's tabernacle forever,
其实我们的生命就跟着改变
，Then our life will follow suit and we will change.
我们就能够真的展现出我们人这个属神的性情来
，And we can show all the qualities of those who follow God.
神是公义圣洁的。
Because God is upright and righteous.
神是慈爱、
God、
怜悯的。
God is merciful and loving.
神也是信实的神。
God is also true.
哦，神是爱，神是良善。
God is a love. God is kindness.
这些神的性情就会展现在我们的生命当中。
All these characteristics of God will be shown in us.
让我们立定这样的同样的心志。
So let us Let us set the same goal.
能够在神的帐幕里面过我们的这一辈子。
That we can abide in God's tabernacle forever.
抓住对神的信心。
That we can hold on fast to God's faith.
然后来改变我们的生活。
And to change our life.
能够行在神的路上。
We can walk in God's way.
我们就会发现，其实这个神的有神来做我们的依靠，我们人是很幸福。
And then we'll find out that with God as our reliance, we will live a blessed life.
我们来看启示录。
Let's turn to Revelations.
21章。
Revelation 21.
启示录二十一章。
Revelation 21.
第三节。
Verse
3. 二十一章第三节。
Revelation 21, verse 3.
我又看见圣城新耶路撒冷由神那里从天对不起，第三节，我听见有大声音从宝座出来说：“看哪，神的帐幕在人间，他要与人同住，他们要做他的子民，神要亲自与他们同在，做他们的神。”
Verse 3, and I heard a loud voice from heaven saying, "Behold, the tabernacles of God is with men, and He will dwell with them, and they shall be His people."God himself will be with them and be their God.
这个帐幕呢，神的帐幕在人间呢。
So this tabernacle of God is with men.
其实是从天上来的。
And he came from heaven.
其实这个就是神的教会。
And this is God's church.
今天我们来到神面前。
Today we came in front of God.
在神有主耶稣与我们同在。
We have a God and the Lord Jesus with us.
他这里天上的声音是说他要与人同住。
And so this voice of heaven said that he will dwell with men.
也就是说神要与人同住。
That is to say God will dwell with men.
他们要做他的子民。
And they shall be his people.
所以主耶稣基督他是人，神成为人在我们当中。
So the Lord Jesus is God who came himself to be a man.
他来到人间，他回到天上去。
Came to the world and he returned to heaven.
他把圣灵降下来。
He sent down the Holy Spirit.
建设了教会。
He established the church.
然后让我们今天可以有这个神的家在地上。
So that today we can have this house of God on this earth.
这就成了神的帐幕。
And this house is the tabernacle of God.
在这里我们可以见证神的荣耀。
In here, we can witness God's glory.
可以享受神的恩典。
We can enjoy God's blessings.
让我们一起来追求。
So let us pursue this together.
一起来投靠在神的翅膀底下。
Let us all take shelter under the wings of God.
得到他的祝福。
So that then receive His blessings.
在神的家里面，我们有神可以依靠。
In God's house, we have God to rely on.
我们生命可以满足。
Then our life can be satisfied.
我们再一起来唱诗。
Let us all sing him.